Well, hello, hello, and happy Wednesday. It is time, the time of the month for Let Your Color Out, Life with Lindy, and I have a very fun guest in studio today. And I just wanted to wish you all a happy Wet Wednesday. I'm actually really loving this kind of chill in the air and all the spring blooms. It's just gorgeous out. One of the things I love to do is talk to people who pursue passion and purpose and discover something to do in a career or in their life that they have learned. And one of the things that Elizabeth brings to us is something called Soma. Therapy and Soma massage. And I have been very lucky to experience that. And I find it fascinating. It works on the fascia and many, many different aspects of the body. But I just am so grateful you took time out today to meet with me.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, you are phenomenal. Such a gifted hand body worker. And she's just an overall healer. So tell us a little bit about you. What got you up to Sandpoint and what got you into Soma therapy, or do we call it Soma therapy or Soma release? I mean, it is therapy in a way.
Right. Well, I think there's a couple different parts of your question.
Oh, so always. I'll start. Yes, I'm a popcorn ball.
So I'll start with maybe the first part of just how I arrived here.
Yes. And your story.
I think it's a fun story because I arrived home on an afternoon, July 15th, 2022. And at that time, we were living in Western Washington in Bellingham. And these woods directly across from our house had been flattened for a big construction project. We had just gotten through our own construction project. I owned a healing arts center. I had between 8 to 12 people who worked for me, and it was really, really difficult in Washington between 20 and 22, as you might imagine.
As everywhere.
Yeah, and my stress just was too much to bear. My body told me I had to leave. I was in a little fight or flight anyway, and I walked in the door and said, "Babe, we got to move." And my husband said, "Where are we moving?" And I said, "Sandpoint." And he said, "Okay."
And you've been here.
I'd never been here.
Okay. That's always fun.
But my kids had gone to a Waldorf school, and I knew there was a Waldorf school here in Sandpoint. And so in a way, I was confident that I could find a tribe of people that I resonated with in this area. And then my husband grew up in Spokane. And so he was an easy sell. He was like, hard yes. Absolutely. But my dream had always been to go back to my home state of Alaska. And I feel like we kind of hit the jackpot with the best of everything that Alaska would have to offer, but also still having being in driving distance to my dad, who's in Western Washington, and having amazing resources like the fabulous farms that we can get meats and food from. So
yeah, and like you say, I mean, the school options that we have here are phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
Just phenomenal.
In the size of a community, it blows
in
me
this community
away. Totally.
It's such a beautiful, you know, I was born and raised here, and it is so fun. You know, of course, it's bittersweet as a native to see the growth. But what I find so lovely is the people that it attracts are just remarkable humans. You know, for the most part, people coming to Sandpoint aren't just about pillaging and terrorizing the land. I mean, they're really caring about this beautiful place and the population and sort of supporting everybody into their highest, healthiest selves.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely noticed that within the community here and the local folks, just their dedication to the beauty of this place is just
that is
something
the one
to really commend.
I can be grateful for as a native and seeing it, because, you know, we were just off the radar forever. I mean, all of our friends growing up, parents had to work four different jobs just to like make ends meet. My dad was a vet, but he worked down at the racetrack, and then he taught down in Pullman, you know, I mean, just to make ends meet. It was always never a full year-round economy. So that is one nice thing about this town now, is it is a year-round economy.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, you had a healing arts center, which I will talk about all kinds of things that you did, but the Soma release was something. How did you get into that aspect? And maybe just tell our audience, anyone who's listening, I mean, even what that is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Soma is under the umbrella of a bodywork style called structural integration. So a common term for structural integration is Rolfing. So if you've heard of a Rolfer, a Rolf practitioner, some people use different terms for it depending on which school you went to. So there's about...
It's a lot like Rolfing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We had an amazing Rolfer here for many, many years, and then he moved.
Was it Owen?
It was Owen.
Yeah.
I think anyone listening who's been here a long time has gone to Owen at one point.
Yeah, yeah. And then Ron Murray is another really fantastic structural integration practitioner who is pretty legendary, and he teaches nationwide. He also lives here in the north part of Bonner County. So, you know, just kind of going with our earlier comment about how amazing people are really attracted to this area, and there are just fantastic healers here as well, and I feel so honored to be a part of the healing community.
Absolutely.
So in that umbrella of the term Rolfing or structural integration, there's 18 different schools worldwide that teach this technique, and it's all like there's an International Association of Structural Integration Board that kind of keeps tabs on these schools, and they have to meet certain criteria. So within that umbrella, Soma is one of the schools, and Soma was actually the first school that opened outside of Ida Rolf. So Ida Rolf was the initial teacher and founder of structural integration. She was a biochemist, very innovative. This was like, you know, 1940s and 50s. And she studied and learned from a lot of osteopaths and cranial techniques and then adapted it to fascia. So we'll dive into that term fascia in just a moment.
Oh, yeah.
But Soma came from Dr. Bill Williams, who studied with Ida Rolf for several decades. He was a doctor of psychology, and he was really interested in the emotional release that people would have during their body work sessions.
I think that's the key.
Yeah.
As we do have to take a short break, but when we come back, we will talk. I mean, I think that's the key. I wanted to make sure that anyone out there listening, you definitely stay tuned to this, because there is an emotional component, an emotional release that so often we stuff in our Western world, and we just keep, you know, we just don't even acknowledge and honor that type of a release. But this is a physical way that, you know, you can actually have some of that happen in your body. So when we come back, we're going to continue this wonderful conversation with Elizabeth Ruff. Thank you for joining and listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
Come into the co-op today and check out our consignment saddles. We have a great selection, and the items are always changing. Find used and new tack and accessories, as well as show items. Great used saddles at great prices and much more at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, coopgasandsupply.com, and you can find us on Facebook, 208-263-6820.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
During National Military Appreciation Month, we at University of Maryland Global Campus say thank you to the service members, veterans, and families who dedicate their lives to our country. We are deeply grateful. For over 75 years, UMGC has proudly served the military community, from installations overseas to the communities you call home. Wherever you serve, we stand with you. Learn more at umgc.edu/thanks. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
There are low prices. And then there are Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I got myself a comfy tee for just $4.99 and a stylish dress for 50% off. Then I found my husband a pair of shorts for under $17. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yup, it doesn't get better than Kohl's lowest prices of the season. So go check them out before it's too late. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end May 18th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like Mira Joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at Walmart.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
All right, welcome back. Time just flies when you're having fun. We didn't stop. We missed a wonderful conversation off air as you were listening to those great commercials. However, again, I'm talking with Elizabeth Ruff today, and we are talking about soma healing, which likens to maybe Rolfing, if you've heard that, and really working on the bodies. We talked about the emotional component. Maybe this would be a great time for you to describe the fascia to people in the area that you work on, and then also like what you've experienced with some of the different emotional releases or transformations you've seen in some of the people you've worked with.
Yeah, awesome. I love going into this topic. It's one of my favorite.
The fascia is fascinating. And I'm just, before I let you jump into it, I'm going to give you the very layman's term. I remember when because I've of course been trained in yoga and many other wonderful healing arts, but haven't taken one completely to that level. But the fascia is that, you know, I always thought when you opened a chicken or cut in a chicken, you always have that little white layer between the muscles. And that's, I'm like, that's fascia, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And you kind of cut it. We used to just kind of cut it out and you don't even use it. But I just want people to know they are really doing great research. The fascia is so important in the body. And, you know, the cutting, we have to be careful when we cut our bodies.
Yes. Please
on
be
that.
Careful.
Okay, you take over. Help me
okay.
out.
You okay.
take on the real
side good. Note, side note, but into cutting bodies. So I had a vascular surgeon I worked with for decades, one of my very first clients when I finished school. And, you know, I mean, if you know any surgeons in your life, please give them a little shoulder rub. Like often they are doing very, very, very physical work under a lot of stress. People's lives are in their hands. And they're really often getting a lot of hate from the people around them. So just a shout out to like all of our amazing doctors and surgeons out there. And in a vascular surgery situation, you're leaning over your patients with a heavy microscope that you're using to see these really small veins and arteries that you're going to be stitching and working. And within that, you're wearing a very heavy lead vest because there's an astonishing amount of radiation to get all of the visuals that you need for this particular kind of work. Okay. Anyways, she's an amazing vascular surgeon, like one of the top ones in the country. At the time she started, there were only 300 female vascular surgeons, so really a pioneer in her industry. And she came in, she had all this neck pain, teeth grinding, shoulder pain. You know, we started to unravel this in her body. And one day I was working in her neck, and if you just reach up right above your collarbones, you'll see this kind of strong corded muscle. That's the SCM, and just behind the SCM are the scalenes, and they're intrinsic stabilizers of the neck. So they're going to work without you having to consciously think about them. Very important for neck stabilization. Just imagine being in your car and turning your head to check your blind spots. If you don't have those scalenes working for you, you're going to be in a whole mess of trouble. At any rate, standard practice in surgery at that time, especially when they were doing surgery on the carotid, was to just slice through the scalene. And I was like,
oh, geez. Well,
then what the heck?
Holding your neck
do
up.
You do? And she's like, oh, you just let it scar down. And I was like, can you never do that again, please?
Oh, my gosh.
And she actually changed the way that she did surgery after feeling the way that her scalenes were unraveling and referring pain throughout the whole side of her body into the function of her shoulder, into her TMJ. She awoke to the significance of these muscles and how slicing them wasn't actually in service to the human that was on the table. Maybe it was a faster way to do the surgery, but you could still achieve the surgery by just circumventing that muscle. So,
oh my gosh.
With that said, you know, it's this mindset. So, you know, as we think about the human body, like so much of what we like learn is that we are basically flesh covered machines, that we have joints that work like pulley systems, and we have these wheel function patterns, and we have these different levers and all of these very mechanical parts to our body. But instead, I really am on a mission to change the mindset that the body, instead of being this flesh-covered machine, is actually an entire webbing system that has pockets for stabilizing structures known as bones, and that has pockets for the movers of the bones called muscles. But it's really within this webbing that we have any kind of, wait for a new word to define, levity. So levity is the way that we're able to have ourselves be upright in gravity, and we're also able to move in gravity. And this is where we tie it back into the mind-body piece, where we maybe can have a sense of joy, purpose, love, light through our body, through the movement of our body, or just by being in gravity and moving from a place of suffering into a place of ease.
Well, I think that's lovely, but bring it back. Help me link that to, you know, the body systems. Like how to help us, those listening. I love this connection, but help connect the dots for us.
Right. So, you know,
I'm guessing this webbing is, you're referring to fascia?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So referring to fascia, and you know, you named also, it's like that gristle that's on the chicken. So that's what people thought about fascia for forever.
They just chop it out.
Yes. Or, you know, a human getting surgery, it was like, oh, there's the fascia, just peel it back, just, you know, modify it. And what we've learned with more modern technology, specifically the nano video technology, and a lot of this has actually come through plastic surgery, is that fascia is living. Fascia is living, but in a dead chicken, fascia is not living because the chicken isn't living. So then it becomes a thick webbing of just the collagen fibers. So
I brought the chicken in because, well, I needed a visual,
yeah,
for people, because like people are like, totally, I don't get it. I'm like, well, it's the Spider-Man bodysuit under the skin. Well, yeah, that doesn't necessarily help us, because when you cut yourself, we don't necessarily see it.
Yeah. So I've spent like my life coming up with fantastic metaphors for fascia. Can I
Perfect.
Dump a couple
please,
on you?
Please.
Okay. So one way to think of it, so for some more of my like mechanical engineering friends out there, and that is the way that my brain works, so I got your language here.
Left brainers.
Yeah. So we're thinking about a system of ball bearings. Think of a sack, a nylon sack that's full of ball bearings, and you can move and you can rotate that ball bearing, those ball bearings all around. Do we have to take a break?
No.
Okay, good. But if you take that fascial sack and you suddenly tie a knot in it, you have ball bearings on one side, ball bearings on the other side, but they're not moving as well, right? There's a restriction.
It's tighter
in that webbing. So that ball bearing system, think about if you reach your arm out and you even just rotate your palm up and down, we have veins, we have nerves. So we're getting into the vascular system of the body. We're getting into the nervous system layer of the body. All of those tubes, essentially, just think of them as tubes. They have to have different ball bearing systems to allow them to tumble and roll and get out of the way of each other, or else we're going to lose circulation in our hands. And I know there are some people out there that are listening that Absolutely. Probably have numbness in their hands when they're driving, when they're typing, mm-hmm. when you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. So it's not your hands. It's this fascial system. And you can loosen up the fascial system, typically up into the shoulder and underneath the collarbone to help get that circulation back into your hands. But I'm digressing a little
bit. That's wonderful. No, that's fine. That's great. So for the right-brainers on the team, how would you describe it?
Oh, my gosh. So I would describe it as a liquid crystal matrix. So if you just, for a visual, take a spider web and visualize a spider web on a fall day that's just like covered in dewdrops.
Glistening, yes.
Right? Just glistening and shining. And you're looking around and it's spider season and there's multiple spider webs and they're all dangling around. And you can just lightly flick the edge of one spider web and it will curl up. The whole thing will curl up because it's all interconnected. So a spider web is not actually an accurate depiction of something called tensegrity, which is another definition we'll loop back to in a moment. But it does give us that beautiful visual. So if you imagine that spider web-like form around your parietal peritoneum, that gut sac, and then the layers and layers that come out to hook on to the subcutaneous fascia underneath the skin, and the way that that spider web would move as you bend and twist and shift, you really want to have the movement in that fascial system, because within this fascial system is this fantastic goo. If you've ever used like gel toothpaste, think of goo. So we have our spider web, we have our goo, and it's just really viscous, and it can shift quickly, and it transmits information more quickly than our nervous system. When you have a shift, and this is the tensegrity component, when you have a shift in your foot, in your leg, in your hip, it will register to the opposite hand, to the other foot, to the mid-back in a way that's just far past the speed that our nervous system.
Well, that's incredible. Absolutely.
And it's because we're in a field of gravity and because we're electric.
Yes, that is a great description of it right there. Yeah. It's so powerful for communication. It's a huge communication system in the body, like instant. Beyond instant. We've got to jump to another break, but right now I'm talking with Elizabeth Ruff, and obviously we are both very big promoters of body work, movement of the body, and just overall empowering yourself on your own health and healing journey, no matter what that looks like for you. When we come back, we will continue this wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
Concerned about your child's mental health? Children of the Trees in Ponderé offers mental health services to children, young adults, and elderly. They offer a wide range of individualized counseling that meets the needs of each child, adolescent, and family. Using a holistic approach, including recreational and group activities, Children of the Trees Mental Health Service on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderé is here for you. To get started, go to childrenofthetrees.com.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Okay, welcome back. Oh my gosh, if you could have just heard that. I learned something new about Elizabeth that is fascinating, and unfortunately we'll have to have her back to talk about her whole railroad conducting career. I did not know she was a railroad conductor, but I would like you to go ahead and elaborate on what you just did. You feel like you're a bit of a conductor helping people. Actually, what brought us to this conversation was that I said, you know, I think the Rolfing and your kind of work is very good for men because it's very tactile. It's very physical. It's kind of like, I feel like this is making a difference. And you went ahead with that and talked about that. Yes, I think men do like it. And then you talked about you can really help them as a conductor of their body and empowering them in their own health. So maybe you can expand a little bit more on that.
Yeah. Well, just a shout out to all the fellows out there. I know we have a sound engineer here who does get some regular body work. Woot woot. I don't think men frequently have it in their calendars to get body work. And whether you're using the term massage or Rolfing, or I mean, it can show up in so many different ways. Maybe you're getting acupressure. I don't really know what you're
It's so
what would work for you,
for
right?
Any of us.
But this particular technique, because, you know, if you think of a typical massage session that uses a lot of oil and the hands are moving fairly quickly and it's designed to promote circulation or maybe reduce fatigue in the muscles, help to drain, lactic acid, like tired muscles. This technique is way different. It's longer, it's slower. It's deeper. We're working the body in a particular direction because, like I said, fascia is liquid and it likes to move, like liquid white likes to move. And within our body, there are these amazing creeks that exist. There are already these riverbeds and we can move the fascia through these riverbeds. And as I move the fascia, I visualize myself as getting rid of log jams. So like these massive rivers in North Idaho, you get a log jam that comes down and it can kind of change the course of your river. So when we move that log jam, we can go back to how we are designed to be in the most homeostasis place with gravity, because my friends, gravity never will turn off. And if it does, we're all going to die anyway. So,
yeah, right. You know? There you go.
So while we're here, we have to keep these rivers open. And that's the work that I do, removing the log jams.
Okay. And again, just speaking to, I do encourage men always to get any kind of body work, because I think men, we just have to, that's my alpha. I'm a recovering alpha. Like when I man up, you know, we forget how important it is to just slow down, soften, and just allow your body to, because the healing happens when you rest and you digest and your body is in a more balanced place and it's a slower flow and you're breathing deep, and not when we're in this constant Western world of drive and push and go and the checklists and all of that. So the body work should definitely be on anyone's checklist.
Well, and you would never, like, if you're listening out there and you're a mountain biker, a skier, or
and you think you're super healthy.
Yeah. Or if you were born, say, again, I'll look at our sound engineer, like maybe before the 90s. you would take care of your gear. You would wax your skis. You would oil the chain of your mountain bike. If you had a Mustang that was from the 70s, you'd put it in the garage. You'd lubricate it. And you would have to do that more frequently to keep that car a very awesome classic ride. And it's totally possible to do so.
Prevention.
Body work is the same thing for your human body.
Absolutely.
And the more that you do that, it's not that you have to get a session every week, but the more consistent you are, whether that's every month, every 6 weeks, every quarter, at the bare minimum, every quarter, every time the seasons changes, get a body work session. Give your body attention because your body changes with the seasons. And that's actually in my forthcoming yoga teacher training. I will be teaching a big session on fascia, and I'll be teaching a big session called seasonal vinyasa. So those are some ways that people can learn more about those particular concepts with me.
And too. That's another thing that touching on, but you have a whole thriving yoga practice that you teach and inspire, and you do it both virtually as well as in person. Is that correct?
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. So when my healing art center closed, well, actually prior to that, I'd started an online yoga platform. I have, including myself, there are four teachers. Collectively, we have over 100 years of teaching experience. So very, very seasoned, amazing teachers. And it's modernyogaconnection.com. So you can practice in the comfort of your own home, in your pajamas. We don't care. You can do the pre-recorded videos or come to a live stream class where we can actually help support you with your form and address whatever the particular needs are in your body at any point in time.
Yeah, so that's another thing that I think is maybe undervalued, or, you know, there's so many amazing yoga practices and facilities in Sandpoint. Again, just this remarkable little mecca of just healthy people, healthy minds. Mm-hmm. But it yoga, it's like you were saying earlier when we were talking about the fascia. I mean, any of that rotation and motion is going to help hydrate and move blood flow and, you know, don't want to get too woo-woo, but even the chi of the body, which is the energetic, the energy of the body. But that's all things that can help a body thrive.
Right. Motion is lotion. So in that fascial system, I talked about the log jams.
Yeah, that was a great analogy.
Yeah, yeah. And we can help work open our own log jams. And I think that's where, like, some of the emotional pieces of this work become really important, and where I try to hand a lot of power back over to my clients in, you know, body mind coaching. It's really about people uncovering for themselves what is showing up for them. I have people frequently ask me, like, what is that? What is that? And I'll jokingly say something like, oh, it's the center of your universe, or, oh, it's your mother-in-law.
Yeah, right, you know? right.
Like, you know, I'll usually, you know, I might make some kind of a joke there. Yeah. But it's also, it's not for me to say what something is in your body. And I get a huge red flag when I hear practitioners doing that, because I find
it doesn't let you intuit your own wisdom.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're all on such a different journey. I cannot possibly know everything about every single one of my clients. I could make a guess. I could reference an old injury that I know about. You know, I could witness them. Oh, I see some tears coming out. I might hand them a tissue. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make a judgment about that. I will keep working. People will be sobbing on my table, and I will keep working on you until you ask me not to work on you. But it's part of the process, and I have trained myself, and I will frequently say to my people, like, I'm really okay with your discomfort. Like, you might be incredibly uncomfortable at times because of the way the session's feeling or because of the emotional edge that we're going to, but it's not my job to take that away from you. It's my job to hold space so that you can heal what that is.
That is very true. I have, again, been blessed to experience her sessions, and she will. She will allow us to just be uncomfortable, and it is painful. But can you explain, like, why is that important? Like, I get it, but I'd like you to tell people listening, because I think sometimes, like, well, if I get a massage, I just want it to be warm and fuzzy and feely good. Well, sometimes we want those. But maybe this is an opportunity to talk about, like, there are issues in your tissues.
Mm. Yes, I think a nice, and I'll call it a parasympathetic, a relaxation-focused massage, is what some people need. And
we need both.
That's totally great. But I know from my own body and my own journey, you asked me, you know, how I got into this. And I, you know, a big piece of how I got into this is because when I was 25, I held my mother's hand as she died. And I knew that I needed to follow my own life purpose at that time, which I had been putting down and denying, which was to work with the human body in a healing capacity. When I was 16, I became an EMT. And, you know, around that same time, I got a sports injury and I had a lot of healing through massage. And so I was incredibly interested in working with the human body. I derailed because I was trying to do what I was supposed to do. And then watching my mom pass away at such a young age of 51, I decided to follow my joy, to follow my light, to follow the undeniable path that was just laid out in front of me. So as I started to pursue that path and go through my own healing journey of losing my mom and then various other kind of dark night of the soul experiences around that, I never found healing in an experience where someone would pat me on the back and say, it's okay, let's look at the bright side. I only found healing when someone would pat me on the back and say, I feel you. I see you, and I'll stand here with you.
That is not something that people do often in this culture.
No, not enough.
No. It's even hard as a parent, you know, when you've got your kids. It's like, let them feel sad, angry, depressed, whatever it is. Just let them know they're not alone in it.
Mm-hmm.
So how does your work tie to that?
Well, definitely understanding the human body, like I did, moving into, I started a massage program right after my mom passed away. And in that very first class, the very first day of massage school, the teacher talked about Rolfing. And I was like, pshing, that is for me. So part of the nature of the body, and I don't want to get too much into fascial anatomy because that's a whole other conversation.
I'll limit you there.
But in the fascia, there are cells. They're called fibroblasts. When we have a trauma, the fibroblasts say, hey, body, send collagen here. Collagen will come and it will layer up. And I'm sure most of you have heard of collagen. If you haven't, you can get it as a supplement. It's what helps to plump up your skin. So they're little fibers. When that collagen gets laid out, that in part is what creates that logjam. So what's amazing, though, is that those fibroblast cells that recruit the collagen, they don't know if it's a physical trauma or an emotional trauma.
Oh, interesting.
They register trauma.
Trauma.
Because we are electricity. The electricity travels in the water of our fascia.
Fascinating. Okay.
So those are the issues in your tissue.
Yeah. There it is. Okay. And you do find that, well, it's, you know, I was just talking to actually a friend this morning who's struggling, fighting cancer. And I'm like, sweetie, you need to cry. You need to feel this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that it's important to let those releases are so powerful. And you probably experience that with, like you say, the transformations you see on your table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, on that light note, we will come back and we will talk about how to be more involved with Elizabeth should you want to do this. And again, I would recommend it. It is painful, but it is, you know, when I had the MS, the multiple, well, I had it. Look at, I talk like I don't even have it, which I don't kind of. I mean, I live very well, but I had to really pull all hands on deck when I got the diagnosis. And I did get Rolfing, and he helped me kind of relearn how to use my right leg because that was where I was really impacted, was the right side of the body. And I was putting all the pressure, and I just, you know, I had to kind of almost relearn to walk. Like, I still walk. Nobody would know that I wasn't walking right, but it helped me kind of like loosen up calf muscles, that helped me do more of a heel toe, like a whole foot placement versus, you know, so there's such beauty in this. And we just don't know that, you know, as a society, we aren't taught about our bodies. And once we get the bodies more in a homeostasis path, like you were talking about, more of a balanced situation, you not only feel better, but like you're just able to just live with a more positive perspective. I mean, you just recognize how powerful our bodies are and how resilient they can be. So on that note, we will be right back. I'm talking today with Elizabeth Ruff, and you're listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Welcome to Winning at the Kootenai Casino, where we're rolling out the dough every day in May. Our May room specials are just $79 for the Kootenai Falls Lodge and $109 for a Riverview room. Offer valid Sunday through Thursday and excludes Sunday the 25th and Monday the 26th for Memorial Day weekend. Even better, we're including 2 breakfast vouchers per stay. The spa at Kootenai is a perfect place for a healthy recharge. And our May Spa Special is a 50-minute bamboo massage with an express pedicure for only $99. The Springs Restaurant serves all your favorite comfort foods. Join us Fridays and Saturdays for prime rib. Come hungry and leave satisfied. Win at the Inn with our $20,000 cash drawing, daily hot spins, and a $10,000 giveaway for Victoria and Memorial Day. Come play in May. Book today. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY. Or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Every day, Dave spends $5 on
one ultra latte with a caramel drizzle.
But for less than a dollar a day, he could protect his family with a $500,000 life insurance policy from SelectQuote. And for about the same $15 a month he spends on
honey, what's our password to StreamFlix?
He could have a life policy from SelectQuote. But when his wife asked him,
honey, have you looked into life insurance yet?
Dave said,
whoa, how are we going to afford life insurance?
If only Dave knew that SelectQuote could find him a policy for up to 50% less than he's found online. That's about the same amount as one of his streaming subscriptions. SelectQuote is a broker. They know which carrier has the right policy for Dave's situation, so he'll have money left over for
a karaoke machine with auto-tune.
I'm canceling your credit card.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get your free quote now at SelectQuote.com or call 800-341-6060. That's 800-341-6060.
Details and example rate at SelectQuote.com.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
News Talk 97.1.
Okay, we are down to like 6 or 7 minutes left with this beautiful soul, Elizabeth Ruff. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have talked all about the body's magic to heal when you put it in the right surroundings. We've talked about how Elizabeth is very good at holding space for people to feel discomfort and how important it is. If you have a hard time doing that, this is a wonderful way physically and tactilely for you to, if that's a word, to have that happen, to get involved and to maybe do some of the releases and remove some of the log jams in the body, which it helps with overall everything, mental health, but longevity. In my case, you know, I see Elizabeth because as I'm aging, 57 and moving strong, I still want to hike, but I've got a toe that's pretty unhappy because of years of, you know, imbalance, again, having the MS in the body. And we're going to keep working on that toe. But I mean, I'm hiking. I just got back from the Camino Trail and yeah. I was able to do it because you've helped me.
Yay.
And one of the people that have helped me start to free up some of that motion again, because it had just gone into a spot. So if you're interested out there, and I would encourage you to reach out and connect with Elizabeth in any way. But how can people be involved with you, if not through a session, maybe through your yoga practice and some of those things? Maybe you give us just a cliff note on that.
So heading to SomaBodyTherapy.com, my website, on the very front page, you will see a way to get on my wait list for Soma Body Therapy. And then just beneath that, you'll also see a lot of ways that you can work with me right now. One of which, as Lindy had mentioned and we referenced earlier, is my online yoga platform, the Modern Yoga Connection. I do have some YouTube yoga classes on that Soma Body Therapy website. And I will be doing a forthcoming teacher training as well, which has a lot of fantastic content for people who want to teach, but also beyond teaching, if you want to just raise the frequency of your life, if you want to inhabit your body in a way that really connects you to the like artistry of your own creative spirit, then this would be a really fantastic training. There will be a nice anatomy focus, as I mentioned earlier. But one of the kickoff courses is on September 18th to 21st. It's yoga psychology. And I think this is really a fantastic way to start to understand the different parts of yourself through the yogic lens, which is related to breath, body, energy, our personality, and our bliss layers, so the koshas. But then we'll also use different kinds of yoga practices to invoke different qualities. Sometimes we need a little more warrior energy in our life. Sometimes we need a little more nurturing energy in our life. And we can use our body to help inform our mind how we want it to feel. So some of those yogic practices will help with that. So if you're really interested in body psychotherapy, then this would be a wonderful training to start with, or somatic therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yoga. I would recommend yoga training to absolutely everyone. It even if you don't ever want to teach, it is just a brilliant way to get in touch with your body, to unwind some of those deeper, understandings of maybe why we are who we are and how we feel, why we do. So if there is anyone out there interested, those are great ways to connect with Elizabeth. I really want to thank you for taking time and joining us today, and for all the people that you are helping, including myself, and your commitment to kind of working with some of the tougher aspects of the body.
Thank you. I do want to name, people can come to my live classes as well. I forgot to give Embody Studio a big shout out. Embody Studio on Main Street. I teach Mondays and Thursdays, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Everybody's welcome. I get a really diverse crowd in there. So love to see you there. And I'm also doing my forthcoming yoga and movement teacher training with Brita Leader, who owns Embody. And I know she's been in the community forever as well.
She's been, yeah, absolutely. She's brought a lot of fun to the community as well. All right. Well, you are listening to Let Your Color Out, Life with Lindy. And if you want to hear this recording, we will have it on both my website or my Instagram site, which is just Let Your Color Out. And I imagine you'll have it on yours as well.
Yes.
Which is
soma.body.therapy.
Soma.body.therapy. I want to thank you all for joining us today. And I want to also just encourage you to recognize how resilient and magic the body is when you put it in that space to heal itself. It does it without a lot of help from our minds, but you got to choose to step into it. So thank you so much for listening to Let Your Color Out, Life with Lindy and North Idaho Radio.